So what was the inspiration for this upcoming show?
Basically, we have had success doing all women's show. And Darius Carter makes it well known that he feels neglected. That we don't pay attention to the guys, we don't cater to the guys. So the thought clicked in my head, why don't we put the guys against the girls and see how who does better and what the fans react to. The basic inspiration was an idea that myself and Carlos came up with a couple of years ago. Like, we wanted to do an all-women show. We did that. We crowned our first champion as a woman. We did that, you know, to see how it would turn out to have the men face the women and build a whole show around that idea, the intergender wrestling, which is getting really hot now. The seeds were always kind of there. We dabbled with it a lot, you know, throwing Tasha in a gauntlet that featured mostly men. Same thing with Bonesaw Jesse Brooks. We did that a while ago. So, like, intergender has always kind of been part of Battle Club, and now we get a chance to showcase the ability between the men and the women against each other.
So, you kind of touched on this before as Scott Steiner approaches. The women have done a standout job in Battle Club Pro since the beginning. So with that being said, do you feel like the men feel like that they have some shoes to fill, so to speak?
They definitely do. I mean, again, bringing up Darius, he's always talking about pandering and catering to the women and what the fans want. But, you know, that's the whole idea, is to give the fans what they want.
I was going to say, Battle Club has kind of like made its mark catering to the fans, right, giving the fans what they want.
So if he feels that, you know, we're not giving enough to, you know, the athletes such as himself, then do something about it. Here's your opportunity to do something about it. He is having a rematch with Jordan Grace. So here you go. You won the first time. Let's see if you can do it again. She has been on an absolute tear. She's become a global phenomenon, Progress Women's Champion, you know, just all over the world kicking ass. You caught her right before she had her huge come up. Let's see if you can do it again.
So I've got to ask.
Yeah.
How the fuck did you get Tessa Blanchard?
When the idea sparked and I began asking our regulars, who would you like to face in the theme of the show? She was the first name that came out of our champion Anthony Bowen's mouth. I want Tessa Blanchard. And I was like, all right.
I think many men want Tessa Blanchard, but he wanted to wrestle her.
He wants to wrestle her.
Okay.
Yeah, this is what, you know, the matchup that he wanted for his first title defense for the theme of the show. Mm-hmm. And I think she had a really great time the first time she wrestled with us versus Mia Yim last year. Mm-hmm. We left a really good impression on her. So when I reached out and I had told her, you know, you were selected, you were handpicked by our champion, and they have a bit of a past, she was totally cool with it. She just had to make sure that, you know, it fit right in her schedule, which, you know, thankfully it did. And yeah, this is going to be Anthony Bowen's first title defense against the megastar, the intergender, you know, martyr, so to speak, the person who's normalizing it for television, is Tessa Blanchard.
I mean, how important do you think it is to have somebody like her who's been so hot for the past 6-7 months to be representing your brand at the next show?
It's incredible. It is astronomically important, because with someone the caliber of Tessa Blanchard on the card, it solidifies it as something more than just like a gimmicky kind of thing. Like, she is legit. She's an athlete. She's a performer. She does what she does on a global scale. And for her to bring that to Battle Club, to bring that to Brooklyn against someone she has a bit of a past with, someone who's on an upward trend himself when it comes to fame and the activism he does for the LGBT community, like, she solidifies this as not only a place everyone should want to be, not only a place the fans should all come out to support, but somewhere that is totally meaningful, and there's more than just wrestling going on here. This is kind of an evolution of what in the independent professional wrestling can be, and it's the next step up for Battle Club.
So we've mentioned Jordan Grace. We've mentioned Darius Carter. We've mentioned Anthony Bowens. We've mentioned Tessa Blanchard. So those are like four of my favorites. Those are like four huge fan favorites. But Alley Cat, she's like another fan favorite. She's been on like three or four of your shows. Who's she going up against at this show? I just want to say, too, I love her gimmick. She's adorable. She's great.
Allie is absolutely incredible as a person, as a performer. That right now is a bit open-ended, but I'm pretty sure MV Young has an open challenge. He came out and cut a bit of a promo and said that he wasn't excited that he wasn't wrestling on the card. I told him, next time out, you'll have a match. So there's an open challenge that anyone from Alley Cat, Big Swole, High End, the Sabotage Women's Champion, any one of those three people who have yet to be given a match, they could probably take that up. So it could be Alley Cat versus MB Young. It could be Alley Cat versus any one of our returning Battle Club stars.
So let's talk a little bit about Mr. Young. He had a little bit of an emblazoned promo the last time out. At first, I don't know if anyone knew what was going on. And then he just kind of came out and just started talking. And he was furious. He was like, you know, Samuel L. Jackson in Pulp Fiction. You know, he was furious anger, you know. And he had a lot of important things to say about, you know, the promotion and his stance in wrestling. How do you feel about that?
Well, MV Young is a performer on the come up. Does great work with Uncanny Attractions. He's growing. He's all over the independent scenes, working pro wrestling magic. He's going to be fighting for the Synergy Pro title. He's a transplant. He's not originally from New York, so he feels like he's got a lot to prove in the, you know, Northeast tri-state area. I personally like his gusto. I think that he can add to the card. I mean, he goes by the tagline of the Great American Trash or the American Attraction, whatever floats your boat in your perception of his abilities. I think he has a lot to offer to Battle Club as a performer, but he's going to have to prove it with whoever it is he decides to take on, whoever decides to answer his challenge September 28th.
So let's run down some of the rest of the card. Matt McIntosh, Shotzi Blackheart. That's going to be an interesting
one. That's going to be incredible. Consistently on every show that features men and women, Matt McIntosh is always 1 or 1A when it comes to the performer of the night. The man is flawless in the ring. You know, someone alluded to this before, and I totally agree. He should be on TV already. Mm-hmm. He's that good.
Much agreed. I told him he looks like a young DDP. He didn't quite get it. That it was a compliment, Matt. Well, you do the cutter. You got the long blonde hair, the skinny, lean physique. You're a young DDP. Deal with it.
A little more athletic, but yes, absolutely, I agree. Yeah. And then he's taking on Shotzi Blackheart, the ballsy one. I mean, the crash and burn that everyone saw, just flying into that huge pile of chairs for Evolve on the WWE Network, like... That's going to be a great one. The Bad Apple, the ballsy one. I can't wait. That's one of... I mean, there's so many matches on this card that are incredible, but that's one that I'm personally going to be invested in just because I want to see the heights that these two climb to try to win this match.
Why does intergender wrestling matter?
Because representation matters. We're in an age, like, it's kind of sad that it's taken this long for women to be recognized the way they should be when it comes to wrestling. Evolution was last year, and the whole, like, women's evolution thing has kind of happened over the last few years, but for the longest time, professional wrestlers on the independent circuit have been incredible. I mean, you know, TNA, Impact, whatever it is you want to call them, I think they've been on the forefront with the Knockouts for a long time, showcasing what women can do. So intergender is just an avenue to show that the girls can not only hang with the guys, but, you know, more often than not, I feel like they can outperform them. Just because you're bigger and stronger and you've got years in the business doesn't mean you're necessarily better than the up-and-coming female superstar who's busting her ass, doing the drives, making the towns. Like, the fact that here's a platform where you can not only, you know, perform alongside your peer, but hey, I'm a female, you're a male, you've got all this, you know, credit, and everyone looks to you as an awesome performer. I'm not only going to be in the ring with you and give you everything I got, but I'm going to show you that I deserve to be here.
So is it fair to say that you believe that anything a man can do, a woman can do better?
That's the name of the show. I mean, I've Maria Manic, Jordan Grace, like, you name it. I'm pretty sure that there's nothing that they can't, you know, lift that any of the guys can lift. I mean, I've always, you know, so I coach, and I tell the guys, if you want to watch, I coach basketball, and I tell them, if you want to watch the game of basketball be played correctly, watch women's basketball, because they make the extra pass. They play consistently tough defense. Is it because they feel like they have to prove something? Maybe, maybe not. But they do things the right way. I feel, you know, in my experience, I feel like they do things the right way. So are they going to be bicep pressing the ring like Braun Strowman? Probably not. But, you know, can they give a stellar matchup? I mean, just look back. I mean, last year, High Spot said that Mia Yim versus Tessa Blanchard was the independent promotion wrestling match of the year. That's all of wrestling. That's a podcast and a radio group that covers everything. And to call that match the match of the year shows the women can definitely hang with the men.
All right, we're going to have some fun now. We'll both do it. You first, book your intergender dream match.
Woo-hoo-hoo! My intergender dream match.
If it goes good, we'll do two each.
I was going to say, I'll give you what my dream match would be in terms of personal preference,
mm-hmm.
and then what I think the best match that could be would be.
Okay.
So, personally, just because of...
And it could be alive or dead. It could be.
I know. Just because it's personal favorites, uh-huh. I would love to see CM Punk versus Mia Yim.
Wow. Okay.
If you know me, you know why. And then just like the grandiose kind of match,
mm-hmm.
I would. Give me Eddie Guerrero.
Mm-hmm.
Versus Io Shirai.
Wow. That would be a lot of fun. Io Shirai as the bitch villain that she is now, because she's great that way.
Yes, yes, okay. Yes. You got to, you know, the heel versus
Latino. Yeah.
Heat.
Okay. All right, cool. I would do Bull Nakano versus Vader.
Woo!
Just because
they got some hosses, heavyweights,
ever loving shit out of each other, and the thing is, it's like
bangers.
Yeah, it would be stiff as hell. And then the other match that, like, I think we would be able to see some good chain wrestling and some good story. I would want to see William Regal versus Alundra Blaze.
Ooh, that's sexy. I like that.
Just because there would be suplexes, there would be strikes, there would be storytelling, there would be a whole bunch of stuff going on there.
That's so. Yeah, that's good. I probably would have gone Angle versus Blaze.
Mm-hmm.
That's good though. A match we could see theoretically if AEW's down to pull the trigger could be, you know, someone like Chris Jericho versus Jordan Grace, Sadie Gibbs.
Mm-hmm.
That's something we could actually see come to.
I'd watch Jericho versus Jazz.
Jericho versus Jazz would be great.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Storm versus Cody Rhodes.
That'd be interesting. Absolutely.
And that's the thing. It's we've been conditioned to think the dream matches can only be a man versus a man or a woman versus a woman or a tag team versus mm-hmm. a tag team. Like, intergender wrestling opens up a whole new world. You know, Maria Manic is always the dominant force when it comes to women's wrestling. But that wouldn't be the case if you put her up against a Brian Cage.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, now you get to see if they have the ability to adapt, evolve, do something different to try to win that match.
So intergender wrestling has been catching on the last couple of years. Before the last couple of years, Lucha Underground absolutely paved the role for, like, intergender wrestling. But for me, mid-90s, Bill Alfonso versus Beulah McGillicuddy. To me, that was kind of like Beulah and Bill Alfonso beat the ever-loving crap out of each other in one of the worst wrestling matches I've ever seen, but it was super believable.
Because what they did was, I feel they both recognized they weren't going to win anybody over with the wrestling, so they turned it into a fight.
Mm-hmm.
And they sold it as a fight, as a big fight feel, like, yeah, but I love Bill Alfonso.
So what I was gonna ask you was, do you feel that, like, it doesn't matter who's in the ring as long as a story is being told, or do you honestly feel that, like, it's better to have a male versus a male and a female versus a female?
No, I don't care. I mean, if you know Battle Club, you know that I don't give a rat's ass whether you're black, white, orange, gray, you know, straight, bi, gay, binary, non-binary. If you can perform, if you can invoke emotions, if you can get the crowd's attention, I'm going to put you in there. I'm going to put you in that ring, and I'm going to have you, you know, do your best. Like, the whole thing with me is the ability to tell a story, whether it's on a promo, whether it's in a match, whether you're doing commentary, or you're even ring announcing, you know, like, you have to give me a reason to invest as a person, as a fan. And yeah, I might be the person in charge, but if I don't feel like I can invest in you, if you don't get that, if you don't grab my attention emotionally, if you don't make me want to believe in you, I won't utilize you. And the whole point of this business is to tell a story. And yes, there's a place for deathmatch wrestling. There's a place for, you know, high spots wrestling. But when any form of pro wrestling is done at its best, the core of it is storytelling.
So my last question for you, as you're talking about investment, is an easy one. Why should people invest in seeing this show on September 28th with you guys?
We have announced 5 matches at this point, and any one of those 5 matches could be the main event. Any one of those 5 matches could headline any independent show anywhere. We have talent from all across the board. TV, non-TV, biggest indies, not, you know, smaller indies. You should invest in a Battle Club show, specifically this Battle Club show, because it's always equal across the board. You come into a Battle Club show, you feel like you're home. It's very inviting. We're warm. We're friendly. You're going to get the best wrestling available to you, regardless of what's going on anywhere else. September 28th is a massive day for pro wrestling all over the Northeast. And the show that kicks off that huge day of wrestling is Battle Club Pro. Tessa Blanchard, Anthony Bowens, Matt McIntosh, Shotzi Blackheart, Darius Carter, Jordan Grace, Casey Navarro, Diamante, the Sea Stars versus LAX in one of their probably last appearances on the open market for independent pro wrestling. We'll have Big Swole, we'll have High End. The Ugly Ducklings are coming back. Skyler's debuting. The talent is infinite and endless, and you get that right there. If you've been to a Battle Club show, you know how accessible they all are, how friendly we all are, how inviting we all are. You have everything you want at a professional, mainstream-level wrestling show, but it's intimate, and you feel like this is not just a show I'm purchasing. This is legit something I'm invested in and I can be part of. We have this huge title rematch. The last time they'll ever face each other. Harlow O'Hara versus Tasha Steelz for the Icons title. The Icons Championship is the first championship that was ever in Battle Club. We crowned a woman. And now these two are going back and forth. Conversely, the first ever Battle Club Icons Champion, Jordan Grace, will be at the show. She's entitled to a rematch. Like, there's so many volatile things. There's so many things going on. It's like reading a good book where you know the main plot of the story, but there's so many subplots that you're invested in that you can't stop reading it. It's like a George R.R. Martin, Game of Thrones kind of things. Like, hey, this is a thing. Oh, snap, that's a thing. And for the price you're paying, you're getting all that and more We're welcoming. We love all our fans. We're nowhere with all our fans. And I feel like this is more than just a show. It's a community. And you need to invest in it because, you know, from the bottom of my heart, I want to give you everything I got. And I feel like the performers do the same.